Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned to the broadcast again this week, and we're picking up our consideration asking this question: what does our Lord Jesus believe about Logan County becoming wet? We've referred to this passage in Ephesians chapter 5 about light from our Lord, and we pointed and asked us to consider about light and understanding from our Lord about this subject. We need, as the children of God, and again, I appeal to those that claim the name of Christ in our county, if you've signed this petition, I pray you would ask God to forgive you and to go and get your name struck from this petition to bring this issue to ballot. Or when it does, if it does come to ballot, and I pray that it would not, but if it does come to ballot, may the people of the Lord in Logan County stand up and go and stand in what's right and vote this thing down. We do not need our county to be wet. We don't need that availability of alcohol and liquor in the county. It will not help us. It will not produce anything but just more woe and sorrow that is already at hand. We have enough agony and grief and sorrow caused by alcohol in our county. There is enough of that. We don't need more. It will not help our children. It will not be the production of anything. And should an entire county be opened up to be wet for the sake of one business, one small business that would want to come into the county and the outreaches of the county, I think there's more at hand than just the petition to allow that business to come about in the southern part of the county. Will that be a benefit to us? Will we really gain? What we really gain as a society and as a county, the people of our county, or the children of our county, will they really gain? You know, may the people of the county and the officials and leadership of our county seek to understand that we need continued businesses that produce, and certainly service businesses are necessary. This kind of service business is not necessary, but there are service businesses that are necessary, but we need things that will produce product. That will be, and we're blessed with that agriculturally. We're blessed with that with other companies in the area, in our county, that do produce product and manufacture wealth, make wealth. But this of making the county wet will not be a help to us. And I believe indeed our Lord Jesus does not believe that Logan County should become wet. It says here in Ephesians chapter 5, the Lord will give us light. We need to arise from the dead, and Christ will give us light, even about this subject. We need to walk circumspectly, not as a fool does, but we need to walk wise, diligently, exactly. We need to follow our Lord and what He wants. What is Jesus? If they brought the petition around to the Lord Jesus Christ, would He sign it? If you're a child of God, you would do what Jesus did. If it does come to ballot, would Jesus go and vote it in, or would He vote against it? It's really simple for the people of God. If you're here under my hearing and you don't claim the name of Christ, I plead you, hear the word of the Lord and the instruction that the Lord's given us. If you're not saved, you need to be saved. You need your sins forgiven. And our Lord is merciful. He's plenteous in mercy, He says. And He'll forgive you of your sins. He'll grant you the righteousness of Christ through repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Repentance of your sins before God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, His gospel. He can and will save you if you'll come to Him in repentance and faith. And understand, these things don't help. So many people even of our county that are just down in the depths of alcoholism and addiction to drugs, and it ruins them, it ruins their children, it wrecks their families. We've got generation upon generation where a cycle is just in place. And will this making of our county wet help that? Will it improve that? Redeeming the time because the days are evil, the Lord says. We've got so much time. Time is our most precious commodity. We need to use it well, not for things like this. The days are evil, and there's going to be testings, there's going to be trials, and I believe this is one for our county. Would it be a shame for the Lord to pull back the blessings, the economic blessings that He has bestowed upon our county, if we chase after this frivolous thing of making the county wet? What will we gain by that? What will we really gain? And would it be sad to lose the blessing of our Lord upon us as He has blessed us in these things? We need to not be unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is, and that's the point we want to make. Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess. With alcohol, drugs, excess is always the tendency that we have. We've got plenty to drink. We've got plenty of, we're blessed with technology to have clean water and all kinds of different soft drinks and juices and everything under the sun to drink. Do we need alcohol? Do we really need alcohol? We've got all the medicines that are necessary. Our Lord's blessed us with to maintain good health. Do we need alcohol? We'll be filled with the Spirit. And as the Lord's people, we need to be filled with the Spirit of the Lord to understand what He would have us in this. He said, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. If the county becomes wet, can you thank God for that and think that that's a blessing from God? It would only be a blessing for God if this thing's defeated, even at the petition level. That would be the only blessing. Submitting to yourselves one to another in the fear of God. And may we as a county and the people of our county fear our Lord in this. What is it that the Lord wants? We looked last time into Isaiah chapter 5. Isaiah chapter 5. And we want to take a look at just a couple more passages over here. In Isaiah chapter 5, we pointed out here what it says in verse number 11, and the condemnation that the Lord through His prophet speaks unto the nation. Woe unto them that rise up early in the morning, that they may follow strong drink, and they continue until night, till the wine inflame them. They're addicted. And then they're altered when they take it in. And they don't understand the will of the Lord. They don't understand. They cannot perceive. They're numb to the things of God, as we'll read. And the harp and the viol and the tabret and the pipe and the wine are in their feast. But they regard not the work of the Lord, neither consider the operation of His hand. See, the Lord, when drunkenness and altered state of mind comes about, the things of the Lord and the consideration of the things of the Lord are done. Many people resort to drink and drugs to escape the reality of life. But in escaping the reality of life, they also escape from the reason of the Word of God. And that's a terrible state to be in. Terrible state to be in. It goes on to hear and say in verse number 13, therefore my people are gone into captivity. And this is speaking in specific to Israel. But in general to us, chasing after these things indeed brings a man into bondage to them, because they have no knowledge, and their honorable men are famished, and their multitude dried up with thirst. As I mentioned earlier, wouldn't it be sad for us to lose the economic blessings of our Lord that we already have, because it's pitched to the people that this making of the county wet would be an economic blessing in and of itself, and that displeasure unto our Lord would compromise the other economic blessings? Wouldn't that be a terrible thing? Our Lord has been good to us as a county, and may we not kick dirt in His face by taking up this thing as being something that's necessary and for the sake of one business. They're famished, their multitude dried up with thirst. Therefore hell hath enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure, and their glory and their multitude and their pomp, and he that rejoiceth shall descend into it. It just swallows up ignorance, lack of knowledge, numbness to the things of God and the truth of God, namely the gospel and salvation by the Lord Jesus Christ. It just leads men and people on into hell. On into hell. What a sad, sad thing. As we mentioned last time, always with alcohol and drink and drunkenness, there's always going to be what's next. Well, there's always going to be illicitness. There's always going to be drugs. There's always going to be gambling. They all go hand in hand. Vices and wickedness of mankind that are all go hand in hand. Will our children be improved? Will our young people be helped? Will the drunkards that are already at hand, will they be helped by there being more access points to liquor in the county? Will AA be rejoicing that there are more places to buy liquor in the county with the people that they try to deal with and help? I think not. It says in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse number 15, "Woe unto them that give his neighbor drink, that puttest the bottle to him and makest him drunken also, that thou mayest look upon their nakedness." For the young, our daughters and granddaughters and nieces and wives and sisters, will more access points for alcohol in the community and in the county, will that be better for them? Will the possibility of more drunken men with and being released from their faculties by that drunkenness and wanting to be abusive towards the women of our county, will that be a blessing and a helping to us? I don't think so. I don't believe so, and I don't believe the Lord think so either. What does our Lord Jesus believe about Logan County becoming wet? We look here in Proverbs chapter 31. Proverbs chapter 31. Let's read here at what the scriptures say. Proverbs chapter 31. Proverbs chapter 31, verse number 4. "It is not for kings, O Lemuel, it is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong drink, lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted." Again, another point that shows that alcohol, liquor, drugs, they pervert judgment. They alter the mind. Right thinking is not at hand. Right thinking is not at hand. Another verse here in Isaiah 28 that I want us to read. Isaiah chapter 28, verse number 5. Isaiah 28, verse number 5. "In that day shall the Lord of hosts be for a crown of glory, for a diadem of beauty unto the residue of his people, and for a spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment, for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate. But they also have erred through wine, and through strong drink are out of the way. The priest and the prophet have erred through strong drink. They are swallowed up of wine. They are out of the way through strong drink. They err in vision. They stumble at judgment." It's talking about when the Lord Jesus Christ is going to rule and reign upon this earth for 1,000 years. And he's telling about those that have gone after these mind-altering things, strong drink, drugs, as we have in our day. They are found in error. They have erred. They have erred in judgment. They have erred in what they understand the way things to be. See, that's what that's talking about, vision. What is the vision for our county? Is it a righteous vision for our county to become wet? Is it so? May our Lord help us to see that we need to be wise in understanding what the will of the Lord is in this subject. And may we seek to please our Lord. May the people of Logan County that claim the name of the Lord Jesus Christ pray that the Lord would defeat this thing and petition. And if it does come to ballot, may the people of Logan County that claim the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, may they come out and vote to vote this thing down. We do not need a wet county. What does our Lord Jesus believe about Logan County becoming wet? I don't think that he would want it. I believe that he would not want it to be wet, but remain as it is. May our Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.